From Tidbits on January 13th, 2009, this is the audio version of Fun Stuff at Macworld 2009, written by the Tidbits staff. It's impossible to convey just how much fun can be had at Macworld Expo, but darn it, we're going to try, with these brief snapshots of clever events, cool demos, and neat people. Most pervasive tchotchke. The giveaways seemed pretty sparse at Macworld Expo this year, but one freebie stood head and shoulders above the rest, literally. Peach Pit Press was giving away free bunny ears to promote the Visual Quick Start Guide bunny logo. Wearers could win iPhones and iTunes gift certificates. Although it was a clever idea, even Peach Pit staff were amazed at how popular the fuzzy pink ears turned out to be. They gave away over 700 pairs of ears in the first few hours of the show, and ran out of a subsequent 300 pairs the next day. You could see bunny ears not only on the show floor, but in restaurants surrounding Moscone. Interestingly, Peach Pit chose not to put their name on the ears, thus forcing everyone who wanted a pair to ask where they'd come from. Best audience participation. Drive Savers, the folks who can disassemble crashed drives and often extract their vital data, had a nifty demonstration where they drafted a passerby to act as a disk doctor. I was walking by, and the Drive Savers booth staffer had equipped what appeared to be a regular attendee as a clean room technician, and used the Socratic method to elicit responses as he helped the doctor disassemble a sealed drive mechanism. A microphone and speakers allowed observers to hear what dust spinning on a drive does to the read-write heads as the specs bang into them. Remember, we love what the Drive Savers folks do, but they'll be the first to encourage you to back up instead, since their services are not cheap. Best Chalk Lock. The 100-foot-tall Craig Hockenberry, who strides the floor of Macworld Expo like a colossus, is a very funny man, as well as one of the principals of Icon Factory, most recently known for the desktop and iPhone iPod Touch versions of Twitterific and Frenzic. Hockenberry, seen in his photo crushing Bare Bones founder Rich Siegel, himself 99 feet tall, into the show floor, has spread a hilarious meme via Twitter about the chalk lock, a morphable description of practically any behavior. Largest digital project. Artist Bert Monroy described his latest project to me at the Peach Pit Press Party. It's a 25-foot-long, photorealistic mural he's creating in Photoshop that's so large and complicated he expects to spend another 2.5 years working on the project, and has already stretched the limits of Adobe's Creative Suite products to the breaking point. Monroy's source file is over 11.5 gigabytes flattened, and his next steps will quadruple the current file size. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson for the rest of the Tidbit staff.